What's going on, guys? How you guys doing? I hope everybody's doing good, safe during this whole pandemic going on with the whole protesting going on. You know, hope everybody's doing good and safe and positive, man. That's all we can do. I want to get into costochondritis Tietz syndrome. You know, of course, we all know it's inflammation in your sternum area around the ribs. You know, it's pretty much locked in the back, and you know, it's pretty much painful. It mimics cardio issues, like heart attack. It'll mimic all that stuff, man. That's why you feel like that massive chest pain in your left side, and you feel like you're having a heart attack or something. That's just the inflammation triggering your nerves, and you know, it's going all around that area, so it mimics all that. Costochondritis is very painful, man. So far I've been doing good, man. Thank the Lord. I've been doing a lot of stretching, you know. Stretching helps out. I've been using the back pad, of course. I have my foam roller, so whenever I feel like I'm, you know, in pain. I still get heart palpitations during nighttime when I'm sleeping. You know, in the middle of the night, I wake up by 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning to use the bathroom. I can just feel the heart palpitations. Like, it beating, you just feel your heart beating rapidly. That's all the inflammation. It's because you're laying down and you're squishing your ribs, so that area, and it's gonna inflammate that area. The fact that you're squishing your ribs towards that area, so you're gonna feel the inflammation more, which triggers the nervous, and this is why you start getting them heart palpitations, and you know, that's why your heart beats rapidly. Mostly at night it acts up, but other than that, thank God I haven't been, you know, and nothing serious. Thank the Lord, man. Let me knock on wood, too. You know, I've been improved so much. Just been coping with this, you know, and I hope everybody else is doing it. I know some people got costochondritis, they got Tietz syndrome, they got fibromyalgia. I don't even know what's, I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong, but whatever. Chronic, you know, it's chronic pain all around their back, you know, all around their body. It's constantly chronic pain all around the areas. And, you know, some people are dealing with that. Some people deal with it certain ways. They take a medication, turmeric. They've been taking, you know, ibuprofen. Some people are just taking different things, you know. And some people get bad anxiety, panic attacks with this. And it happens, man. It really happens. Because Tietz syndrome is like the worst costochondritis. It's very bad. It's, you know, you get lumps around your chest area, your breast area. I had to go to the doctor to get check out this. On my left side of the breast, there was a little lump. It was a cyst. And thank God it went down so bad. It should be going away. It actually is going away. It's very small, but I guess this is what happened with the inflammation, I guess. It started the cyst and, you know, straight up to this. It got to this point. But thank God I'm good. I'm improving. You know, I still do my workouts, you know. I just take it easy. I don't overdo it. I don't want to put no more trauma to my chest. I'm done with heavy lifting. I don't want to be doing that. That's how I got injured in the first place. That's how I got this costochondritis in the first place. My ribs, my left side, you know, I still feel a little pain here and there. You know, I just try to do a lot of stretching. Stretching helps. Stretch out that pec. Get a foam roller, stretch out your pectoral muscles, your chest muscles, stretch it out. You stretch out your chest, you know, your ribs area. The foam roller will help you do that because the back part is just one area. You're only using it. It just stays in one area, but with the foam roller, you can actually move it around your rib area, around your chest, all that back area. And you'll feel all the cracks, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You guys can cope with this. I know it's people that have costochondritis, Tietz syndrome for 20 years. I spoke to somebody about it. I'm like, how the hell you had it for 20 years? He said he'd been coping with it. That, you know, he got it. He knows how to maintain it. He knows how to bear with it. He copes with it. He takes all the precautions and he just does things. He works out too. He just works out smart though. You know what I'm saying? He stretches before he works out, which I should have been doing in the first place. I never did it. That's why I got hurt. But he's been improved. He's improved a lot. Everybody, you know, everybody deals with this differently, man. Some people can't deal with this. Some people have to go to the ER. Some people go to the ER like 4 times because they get paranoid, panic attacks come up, they get scared, which I don't blame them, but, you know, you gotta learn how to cope with it. It's all in your mind. You know, once you see that it's costal chondritis, and you're like, yo, let me deal with this my way. You know what I'm saying? You can't let it control, take over you, you know? You're gonna see what's going on. You're gonna see that how, you know, you can deal with this, that you toughen it out. You know what I'm saying? You're strong. You know, go for a nice walk. Do a lot of walking. Make sure you're walking. Stretch the joints out. Like I said, I still work out, man. I just stretch. You know, I'm just more careful, you know. I mean, watch the food you eat. Yeah, I still drink my coffee, you know, but I got to take it easy with that. Watch the foods you eat, the processed foods. Eat more vegetables. Consume more fruits and vegetables. It's the best. You know, just make sure, you know, you're good, man. Everything should be good by then, man. You just gotta, you learn how to cope with it, man. Once you learn how to cope with this, man, you feel like you never had it. You'll feel like you're back to normal, you know? I feel good, man, to be honest. Thank the Lord. I feel like, I still feel sore around the breast, the left breast area, the left side, and my ribs. But I cope with it. I feel like, you know, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I feel great. And I'm coping with this, man. This injury is not gonna take over my life, man. I'm gonna just be positive and get through this and go about my life. You know what I'm saying? I can't let this stop me for what I have to do. My goals, even though this whole pandemic got everybody paused right now, but you still gotta keep doing what you gotta do, man. You know? Don't let shit stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Not even costal chondritis. Not even coronavirus. Don't let this shit stop you, man. You gotta go get your goals. Get it done, man. You know? Regardless of the pain, if you're in pain, do, you know, take an Advil or something, Tylenol, and stretch, and you're good to go, man. If you feel like you don't feel good, then go to the ER, man, you know, but learn how to cope with this, you know. Once you cope with this, I'm telling you, you're gonna feel a lot better, and it's your body, man. You have control of your own body, man. It's yourself, your mind. You gotta control it and do things right. That's it. No ifs and buts. Get through this, cope with this, and fight it. You know, be the fighter, man. And things will go your way. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. All right? You take care of yourselves. God bless.